not knowing, isn't it? You know, when you don't know where somebody is or what's happened, that, you know, you've gone to work on the morning, you've come back and they're not here and you've not heard from them since. I left on that Friday morning, everything seemed fine. But as soon as, like, it got to the time that he should have been back, I thought at first he'd had an accident in his car. Never for 1 minute thought that he'd left, he'd gone missing. I like to think that, you know, there's been no confirmed sightings, we have potential sightings. Any of those could be Matt. They need to be chased up. Just for the public to keep their eye out, always looking on Facebook, driving round, trying to see if I can see him. I'll just go and drive, or my mum will be with me. And my dad's been out a few times, we'll just literally drive around the area. Or where there has been any sightings, we'll just go and have a quick drive, just so we can see and rule it out if it is or not. I'm just trying to come to terms with what's actually happened and trying to understand, but without any news, you can't understand what's happening. I mean, for me, he's out there somewhere. You know, if he's with somebody or somebody's, you know, he's staying with somebody, can they just let us know? If he's out there on his own, I hope he's not out in this weather. I hope he's got somewhere that is warm. We just need to keep looking. Matt, if you're out there and you're listening, just please get in touch with somebody just so we know you're okay.